Hey everybody, welcome back to a new episode of Bitch Breathe. And because it was so much fun last time, I decided I'm bringing these girls back. So with me again are Sofia and Karina, my two Swedish wise women. And we are in fact still in Sweden as we record this. So today I thought we would talk about something very different. Last time we talked about menopause. Anyone who's doing the big M can go back to my last episode or our last episode and check it out. But today we're going to talk about soulmates. Why did we pick this subject? Because we were just talking over dinner and it turns out we each have rather different ideas, right, about soulmates. So here we are. We're going to see what the heck's up with the soulmate situation. Is it just Hollywood? Is it just in our heads? And should we just maybe say goodbye to the idea or embrace it entirely? So you gals want to say a couple of words, Sofia, case someone hasn't heard you before?
I totally believe in soulmates. I think that there is one for you.
Just
there.
One?
No, but that's complicated. But I think I think for now there is one. But I think that you can't force it. I mean, either you know or you don't. When I met my wife, Karina, I immediately knew when she touched me, just passing by and touched me. I immediately knew that she was my soulmate.
Wait, how? Wow. I have to ask.
That's another podcast.
Yeah.
No, but just can we just back a bit? And because I need to know, what is your definition of a soulmate? Because you obviously, you immediately took the romantic trail here. Thinking romantic soulmate.
Is that
what we're talking about? Or are there other soulmates?
No, that's like, a good differentiation. For me, it's all like... It's not just romantic. I know we think of it in that term or in those terms, but it's not just romantic. But I think the question of what is a soulmate, like how do we define it? For me, I have my reservations about the whole concept. That's because I grew up on rom-coms. I still love them to this day. And I always thought like what you just described. So now I'm kind of floored that you just said something that sounded utterly Hollywood to me. Because I've never felt that. That I touched somebody in a soulful way or in an actual physical way and just knew.
No, I mean, that was actually my first also.
Yeah.
And we had a lot of those situations and moments that's been really out-of-body experiences. But when you say Hollywood, I don't know, because I never, ever identified with Hollywood. So... I wouldn't know.
So maybe it does exist.
Yeah, maybe. In my world, it does.
Maybe if you're free from a Hollywood definition, you're free enough to be permeable for that kind of experience.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe.
I do think we have a couple of souls that we surround ourselves with during one lifetime. And I think there might... be a possibility or a fact that there are many soulmates available to us. We just need to open up that particular one, as we did with each other. We opened up to each other, and you are definitely my soulmate in that sense. But what if...
You're saying there's someone else?
Who knows?
Yeah.
Who knows what's out there? But I mean... You could also, because I know you were sort of getting close to that subject a bit, Ricardia, where we could actually see other types of soulmates, like more like souls that are actually out there and meant for us to meet because they have something to bring us, like could even be a bad experience. A bad experience that is meant for you, particularly for you, so that you will have the opportunity to grow and become bigger and better version of yourself. That could also be a soulmate.
I agree. I think
and I, before you said it, because we discussed about this earlier, before you said that, I hadn't really, I was also clinging on to that Hollywood feeling of it must be positive, it must be something that you really want.
I never,
you know, but maybe not.
I never thought of it like
that. Maybe it's more Okay, are we talking about souls or are we talking about soulmates?
I think that's another interesting question. That's another good distinction to make. For me, I feel like the soulmate thing, first of all, it misguided me a little bit. That I thought I was going to have all these signals, where Sophia's now like, yeah, I had those signals. I'm like, great, because I didn't.
Kind of what? Oh my.
Like, you had the signals. You're like, no, I had this feeling with the soulmate. But for me, I've had it with friends. Like, I definitely feel like the way we relate to each other is a very elevated level, right?
Yeah.
But I also, let's say, I've had a couple of narcissists in my past. I'm sure I must have some of that in my present being who I am. Exactly. Yes. And I still think that these were soulmates in, I could not have become who I am today if I hadn't been dragged through the dirt. No. If I hadn't been through this messiness and toxicity. And I don't think this person would have showed up if they didn't have a mission in my life. And this is despite the fact that I don't believe in romantic soulmates. So maybe, yes, maybe I believe in soulmates in terms of meeting people, mating minds or mating bodies, and learning something, and some stay and some go.
Yeah.
I agree.
I never thought of it that it could be a like a negative
soul.
Soul, because soul to me is a beautiful word, and also mate. So to me, it's like I can't get those.
You can't connect
no.
the two.
But I'm thinking, this is, you know, I saw behind the scenes. It was a movie with Madonna, directed by Guy Ritchie, when they were married. And they were also sitting...
Is this the Filth and Wisdom
movie? No, it was like Swept Away. Yeah, yes. Swept Away.
Hers was Filth and Wisdom.
Yeah, about...
She was the director.
The abdicating king.
Ah, I never saw it. I just remember it was called Filth and Wisdom, and it sounded like such a Madonna title to me.
You know, what's her name? Never mind. They were talking. They were sitting on a boat, and they were talking about... soulmates. And Madonna was really, really against it. And she said that if somebody would say that they were my soulmate, I would run in the different direction.
Yeah.
Immediately.
She said that.
Yeah, because she thought that, if I understood her right, she thought that if you meet your soulmate, they don't give you enough
fodder.
Challenges, resistance. So she was like, that's why she said, you know, because Guy Ritchie was the opposite of her, and she thought that that was the,
all right. Yeah. So according the best, to Madonna,
the guru,
the best soulmates are the ones that give us resistance. Or
actually, that's or? A very that's catalystic no. thing. And doesn't Madonna, she's obviously into Kabbalah.
Yeah, yes.
And in Kabbalah, they also say, when you meet your soulmate, do not for a moment think from this point forward is all honky-dory. No, it's the other way. They're going to make you work for your elevation. They're going to make you challenged.
Yeah.
And they are going to press buttons that you are just like, are you insane?
Yes, exactly. That's what she said. So. And
maybe that was informed by that. Who knows? That's speculation now, but
Interesting.
So if soulmates are meant to teach us something, then I guess I've had a lot
provoke
of soulmates.
Provoke us and make us become better. Which I think still think you do.
Huh? What do I do?
Provoke me sometimes, you know? Stretch my limits.
Yeah.
Make me become better.
Yeah.
I think it can vary too.
Yes.
I just had an ex. I just broke up not too long ago, as you know. And we were like, we got along really well. And we connected on many, many levels, so that I could have technically thought this must be a soulmate at least. And I think for a while that was true. But this will not yield necessarily a longer relationship or shared kids or whatever that is in terms of earthly terms. Like, I think you can be really compatible and not soulmates at all. And you could be soulmates and be wanting to kill each other all day, every day.
You think so? That's not my definition.
What is yours?
Yeah, it has nothing to do with the negative sides.
So it's just romantic?
No, not romantic, but it's also, you know, how to... I thought you were saying that I shouldn't say this, but...
No.
We're making a little sign here with her knee.
No, it's just like, nudging her. Don't say that.
Yeah, don't say that. No, but to me, it's like not just romantic. It's how you go about your daily life also. It's like we don't argue about stuff that's... You know, who's going to make the bed or who's going to do the dishes or whatever.
You never argue about this.
No, never. It's more like, what do you call these little wheels in a machine?
In a clock?
Yeah.
Like in the clockwork, those little...
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm forgetting now, but I know what you mean.
Yeah, it should just be very smooth, you know, and we never have those issues. We never ever fight, actually. I think romantic, that sounds so, you know, oh... Pink elephants are flying around.
It's really, for lack of a better word, romantic has such a terrible connotation.
Somehow
now,
I see a light when I say this. But I also want to say, because I think that my ex, who's still in our lives very much, and her son, I mean, we are also mates in somehow, because we had a romantically relationship. And then it just transferred in the transition into very good friends. And I think that's also, it's difficult for me to imagine not having her in my life, but not as a girlfriend, but that's also something kind of...
So you can actually have different soulmates, different types of soulmates.
Yes. So forget everything I said.
Yeah.
No, but I was just thinking something... We had this also earlier in the conversation, that I often felt I myself, and certainly in the yoga and the spiritual scene, where I'm, I think, a little more present than you are at this time, at least. But I also thought there was a lot of spiritual bypassing going on. And I remember I was bringing up this word and Sophia was like, what the hell is spiritual bypassing?
I don't understand what that sounds to me like surgery.
Yeah. Well, in a way, right? You're surgically going around something that maybe you should be going
surgery,
through.
Maybe. Yeah.
But no, for anyone who weren't familiar with the term spiritual bypassing, is that it's like pouring sugar over a pile of crap and calling it cake. And what do I mean by that? I mean that sometimes I feel a lot of situations come up for people where they're in a relationship and they say, well, it was meant to be this way. And then they stop working on the relationship, or they stop putting effort into their lives because this was meant to be. After all, we're soulmates. And so they just rely on that. So I guess my question for you, Sophia, in specific, who believes in soulmates or says that she's had this experience, not just believe, but it's an actual fact. Isn't there a risk when you say it's a soulmate that, no, okay, fine, then no matter how this relationship is going, it's my soulmate and it's meant to be. And so even if it weren't a good relationship, I would stay. Maybe.
No.
Keep in mind, I wrote a book about breakups. I'm not trying to advocate that.
No, of course not. I'm very much aware. I'm also realistic. I mean, I'm also aware that you really have to work for it. But it shouldn't be a struggle. I think that if you struggle with something, if you keep breaking up or if you keep arguing or fighting or whatever it is, I don't think it's meant to be. I don't think you should stay in that relationship. But I mean, I still do stuff for you. I'm not just, you know, okay, I said I love you once and that's enough.
Whether it's not even so much that you still do things for each other. It was more like, if I believe I'm with my soulmate, but yet I'm fighting all day, every day, I'm interested in that. Because
then it wouldn't be my soulmate. Absolutely not.
Because you think it would be more harmonious. Like, absolutely. Harmony would be an indicator.
Thank you. That's
of
the
soulmate.
Word. That's the word I'm looking for. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, harmony. We actually have a lot of friends that...
don't get along, actually.
No, they don't get along, and they shouldn't be together. It's quite obvious from the outside. And still, they're fighting it, you know.
What about this mission that souls have, like we said at the outset of this?
Yes, now we're back to that.
What about this mission that maybe that's exactly the kind of fight they're supposed to have? Like, I was just reading this book. It exists in German only, unfortunately. But she advocates that it doesn't matter whom you're married to as long as you love yourself. So if you love yourself, then she says that anyone whom you're married to, you might as well stay with them because they were put there for a reason and you might as well make it work with that person, which I thought was shocking because she even says, you know, she mentions alcoholism, she mentions infidelity.
And
she says that there's a way to come back from this.
No.
That this is a very reductionist way of putting this 300-page book.
I mean, if
somebody
treats you like shit, why should you stay?
You're talking to me. I mean, I left.
I mean, I love myself.
Yeah.
I have good self-esteem from my parents. Mm-hmm. But I've also been taught not to take shit. I mean, like everybody here in this room, had a psycho in their life. Mm-hmm. And even though I love myself, I would never, ever stay with that person. That was madness. No, I think that's actually, I got a little bit upset when you said that, because I think it's,
I also found that a really hard thesis she was putting forth there, because I was like, if I had stayed in one of my last relationships, which was one where there was alcohol and there was philandering and whatever, well, wait a second, so how much am I going to have to change myself for the dude to show up before 2 o'clock in the morning, hopefully not from somebody else's bedroom, and maybe not completely liquored up? And I just thought that was, in terms of soulmates, I'm like, is that a soulmate? Because he's teaching me what you already have, you say, like the self-esteem, or the teaching me to develop the strength to not put up with that anymore.
Yeah, that's what I think it is. You're supposed to, you're confronted with that other soul that will give you all this shit, if so, for you to realize that this is not for you, and for you to realize I need to get out of this and actually get out of it. Because that will strengthen you, who you are and your values and your
and
respect
you didn't
for
need,
yourself.
And you didn't need that partner, apparently, because you already have that.
Exactly.
Yeah, but I mean, what's the point of... I mean, is it an isolated feeling that you love yourself and then you have this other crazy person in your life and no matter what you say, I love myself, I don't care. But I can't agree, because if you love yourself...
But not everyone does.
No, see. But I'm just speaking from my side. If I love myself, I wouldn't be there in the first place.
Exactly.
That's I wouldn't meet that person, and I didn't love myself for that period of time.
Mm-hmm. Because it was like a darker time in your life.
Yes, I was lonely. Mm. I was lonely, and I think loneliness can do really strange stuff to your brain, and you can you can agree to a lot of stuff.
Mm. But which I think a lot of people do.
Yes.
My past self included.
Yes,
that,
me too.
That you just feel like, I remember when I met this one long-term relationship I'm talking about, it felt like I had met a soulmate, because my needs were being met so well that I thought, wow, this is, clearly this is a godsend.
Yeah, but you know why now.
Yeah, but I still feel like it's an interesting thought that I still find the concept of soulmates hard in terms of the romantic context. Like, I don't think... what you experienced with Karina, the brush of a shoulder, and you felt it. I mean, I know you both to be very intuitive and almost on the witchy side a little bit with your premonitions or the way you see through me sometimes anyway. I'm like, no. But I just think I would love for that to be something that I could imagine experiencing, because to me that sounds like, wow.
Yeah, but you will. I'm definite.
One See, is there any will. Question why I love these women? Yeah, I mean, I think you can get to a point, however, where that's where I strongly feel where I've come to now over the last several years, is that I really enjoy my own company. Mm. I don't feel like threatened by this quietness in the background or...
No.
Even when I was still in my relationship, I was alone a lot because we didn't see each other so much. And I still don't feel like somebody needs to move into this silence or vacate
Perfect.
This space.
Mm. It's a good place to
but
be.
But if he brushes my shoulder and I'm feeling good about it, I'm not going to say no.
No. But I think that the psycho actually taught me even more self-love. And
there you
gave
see.
Me more.
So she had maybe.
Yeah, but she wasn't my soulmate. I mean.
Maybe more soul to meet rather than
soulmate. But I immediately knew what I didn't want.
Right. Also
what
helpful.
I didn't want. And I, to be honest, I I always felt that I am a good person, but she really confirmed it. I was like,
I'm great.
Yeah. Yeah. Actually, I am, you know, I have my neurosis. I have all my stuff going on that you feel it's very difficult sometimes. But compared to this, I was like, I'm really healthy in the head. I'm sane. Yeah.
But you know, I know why you had to go through that.
Uh-huh.
That's because you were supposed to meet me and you were supposed to gain some understanding for my ex-life.
Mm.
That is the only reason you went through that. So she was, believe it or not, your soul to meet.
Mm.
Because
I like it as a journey to empathy.
Yes,
almost,
of course.
I wouldn't say she had a soul even, but...
Everyone does. But I think,
she,
don't they?
No.
She gave you understanding of another person's situation, which was my situation.
Yeah, and I'm very happy that you took the chance on me. Take a chance.
Because if not, all that shit would have been in vague.
Absolutely. But also because I'm happy that you took the chance, because this was a new way of life for you. And also you could have been super burned.
And done the same choices again.
Yes.
And again.
And then you
That's a whole nother episode.
Mm. It is.
About repeating patterns for sure.
It is. Yeah.
But let me ask you, since we're drawing to a close, maybe you can finish this sentence for me. A soulmate is a person who...
understands me.
Brings harmony.
For me, it's just shows up. All right, everyone. So that was Sophia, Karina, and I, Ricardia, your host, or more like a moderator here, in Bitch Breathe. If you'd like to write to us, give us feedback, it's bitchbreathe@gmail.com. The I in bitch is a number one. And we look forward to hearing from you and your soulmate stories. Thank you, and sending love.
Bye. Bye.